Okay, today is the conclusion to our series on why can't I grow closer to God, some spiritual growth obstacles that we all face. And we're going to be talking about this third and final area that a lot of us struggle with that I know is tender, but oh so good if we want to make sure that we move forward with God. And so I want to talk to you about this today. I can't wait to share with you some ideas on how you can move forward, how you can get some healing in this area, and truly grow deeper in a connection with Christ this year. So let's go ahead and get started in today's episode. Welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and life coach, and I help Christian women like you rediscover joy and find balance through a renewed mind and a life-changing connection with Christ. Friend, I am so glad that you are here. So find a cozy spot and let's get started on today's episode. Hello again, it's Alicia Michelle with the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. Here at this show, I am so excited to be able to help you connect with God, renew those negative thoughts that we all struggle with, and find life balance and find peace and connection with God. That is ultimately what we get to experience as daughters and sons of the Lord Himself. So today we are talking more about this final part, actually, of why can't I grow closer to God? Why is it so hard for me? What is it that's keeping me from doing this? And so this aspect is kind of the most delicate of all the three, but it's really important that we are honest with ourselves and we're honest with each other. And so I'm going to be sharing with you what this is, walking you through it, and giving you some great questions to ask yourself if this is something that you are struggling with as well. Okay, quick recap here through our series. And again, I highly encourage you to go back and watch those previous episodes or listen to them on the podcast about what some of these other categories are. We gave some really practical ways to move forward. We gave some questions to ask. I introduced you to the spiritual growth rhythm, which is really important if you're dealing with this very first issue, the connection issues. How do I study the Bible? How do I hear God's voice? That's a really powerful tool, something we practice in the Connected Bible community. And then we talked about for life rhythm issues. We talked about ways to make time, to build habits, to stay motivated. And today we're going to talk about this third issue. Relationship with God issues is what I call this area. And this is those times when we have those big why questions about God. God, why would you let this happen? God, how can this be? How can you be real? How can, if this is true, right? If you're allowing this to happen in my life, hurts, hangups, maybe you have had a really bad experience with an earthly father and it's hard for you to trust a father figure in Father God. Maybe you have a fear of God because you've learned that God is about following rules and I need to make sure that I follow those rules. And when I don't, I am a bad person. We have all kinds of backgrounds that have shaped our perception of God and our experience of what God is and what He expects of us. All these things really can be playing in the background and we're not even really aware of them, but we can be subconsciously affecting why we're not connecting with God. Because it's almost like if you were in a fight with your husband or you didn't trust him on some certain things, you're certainly not going to want to spend time with him or be alone with him. There's some obstacles there that are affecting the mental intimacy levels that you have with your husband. It's kind of the same thing with God. If we have some hangups or we're like, does God even really love me or is he real? It's really hard to stay motivated, let's be real, to spend time with God. All right, so let's talk about what might be some common examples of what this relationship with God issue could sound like if you're struggling with it. So here are some statements that I hear. I'm afraid of God. I'm concerned that he's mad at me. That might be something that you're feeling. I don't know if God can be trusted because he's allowed many difficult experiences in my life. This is a very real thing. It's very hard for us to move to a place of trust when we feel like trust has been broken. I mean, that is part of why there may be a block for you. It can feel like, hey, everybody else has this daddy figure and this buddy they can hang out with. And here I am standing on the side here. I can't connect with him in this way. And it seems like there might be some of these deeper issues going on. So like I said, we're challenging ourselves today to ask ourselves some of the tough questions to be able to see, is this why I have been struggling in this area? Another one, very common, says, I have several unanswered questions about God, about his character, about the Bible. I just have some doubts. I have some questions. I don't really know anymore, or I don't ever know if I knew, you know, I just have some questions. And I want to say that I believe firmly that God wants us to ask questions when we are stuck. He is not afraid of our questions. In fact, those questions, getting them out. He already knows that they're in us, right? He knows our hearts, it says. So he knows what the questions are. And think about it. He is the God who formed the entire universe. Do you think that our question is going to completely upset him where he won't be able to answer it? He put everything together and he has known man from the beginning, how we work, how we think, what our questions might even be. There's truly nothing new under the sun. God is aware of it. And I would challenge you to consider that this question might be the way that you are able to get closer to him. By getting this answered, it can be the opportunity for you to grow that much stronger in your faith. So questions aren't a bad thing. Questions can be a really great opportunity for deeper spiritual growth. Another thing that sometimes comes up is people say, I wonder where God was during some of the hardest times in my life. They say, Alicia, you don't understand. I had this happen to me. How could a loving God let that happen to me? That's a great question. I'm not going to try to give you a pat answer here, especially in a podcast like this, but that is a very valuable question that deserves exploring and figuring out. And that can definitely be a hindrance in your connection with God. Something to explore, something to ask God, something to get to the bottom of, something to look at. And another one is, I feel so much shame over my mistakes, and I wonder why God would want to spend time with me. This one always surprises me because we say that, and we every time that I do surveys to ask women why they struggle in connecting with the Lord, this one comes up so much more than I ever expect it to come up. I mean, I think some of the other ones are we know there's been times when we think, where has God been? Why God? Why would you do this? But this one about shame, this is huge for a lot of women. So if you feel like this, please know that you're not alone. And also that you are never too far gone to be able to connect back with God. His forgiveness through Christ allows you to become a new creation at any time. You are fully forgiven if you choose to accept the sacrifice of Christ as the forgiveness, the payment for the penalty of your sin. You are forgiven. You are fully forgiven and you can come boldly into the presence of the Lord asking for a chance to start over. You are never too far gone. So we will talk about that in a second, but I just want you to know if that's something you struggle with, please know it is more common than you think it is. Okay. I don't feel loved by God, even though I know the Bible says that God loves me. Oh, this is the number one thing that I hear from women. You would not believe it because this is something, again, we hear all our lives, God loves you, God loves me. You know, we hear this over and over as kids, if we grew up in the church, even as adults, oh, God loves you, you know, but do we really feel that? Do we operate from that? I was actually having a conversation today with my teen son. We were talking about growing in our relationship with God, and he was talking about love. And we got into this discussion about how God's love, I truly believe, is the foundational concept on which every part of our spiritual life is built. If we have problems in our spiritual walk with God in terms of this relationship aspect, we need to always bury all the way down to that foundation of, I can guarantee you there's a crack in that foundation of love if there is a problem up here in the second floor, so to speak. Because when we have the solid rock foundation of, I know to the top of my head, to the bottom of my toes that I'm loved by God. When you operate from that perspective, everything in your world changes, friends. And I know this because I know this to be true in my own life. When that truth became solid in me, how I encountered difficult times, how I encountered God's will for my life, how I encountered his character, when you can see all of what happens to you through the lens of a loving God, even though it isn't pleasant, even though necessarily isn't always fun, when you can see as everything that God does is out of his love for me, he allows it to happen in some way, it changes you. It changes you. And so this issue, surprisingly, like I said, is something that the enemy holds so many women back in. We have an entire Bible study called I Am Loved, which happens to also be the first month's study in the Connected Bible community. I am loved, and it is because of this issue in women's hearts. Strongly encourage you to get to the root of this. Join us for the I Am Loved study. That's an evergreen study that you can take at any time. You can go through on your own. It uses a spiritual growth rhythm and the worksheets that we do in the Connected Bible community. Obviously, it is taught not live. It is recorded sessions with me. Whatever you need to do to get to that place, this, and to get that answer solidified in your heart, I so encourage you to get to that place because it will change all of the rest of the stuff up above when you can get this solid. Here's our goal in facing these relationship with God issues. We must be real with God about how we feel about His love for us, along with being honest about our hurts, our questions, our disappointments, anything that hinders our relationship. So this is a two-way street. We have to be real with Him. Did you hear that? You have to be real and honest with Him. And you can be real and honest with Him. We're going to talk about that in a second. If that's a difficulty, we have to get to a place where we feel comfortable sharing that, right? And that can take some time, just even getting to that part. But once we are able to do that, it starts with, like we said, this foundation of how do we feel about His love for us? Is this something that there are some cracks in that foundation where we're not quite sure, truly, honestly, not the church answer, right? But how do you honestly feel about this? And then being honest, speaking of honesty, about our hurts. I don't understand how this could have happened. Our questions, why are you still doing this? Or why did this happen? Or why did you set it up like this? Our disappointments, God, I am seriously disappointed in what this is happening in my life right now, so to speak. You know, all these things, anything that would hinder our relationship. Again, thinking of it as a marriage relationship. If you had disappointments, if you had hurts, you had questions, these are things that we have to get through and tackle and work through in time. You know, we're not forcing anything here. But we would have to work through those things before we could ever expect to grow in relationship with a spouse. Same thing with God, right? So getting to that place where we are being honest about those things and slowly, slowly letting the Lord speak to us and heal us is critical. So there are some questions. Again, if we were to sit down in a coaching session, these are some of the questions I would start with to kind of guide our conversation. First, I would say, do you feel safe and comfortable to ask God some of these questions? When you look at the different parts of the brain and how we can logically think something in the prefrontal cortex, but in our subconscious mind or in the amygdala, which is the center of our emotions, if the amygdala feels threatened, then it doesn't matter what the prefrontal cortex is feeling, right? If it feels a threat and it's in survival mode, it is not going to be able to even go to that place where it's able to release and logically be able to tackle these things. So we have to be in a place, first of all, where we know we are safe. When we are safe, we feel loved, we can experiment, we can play, we can ask tough questions. Again, when you feel safe with someone, you trust them. You can go deeper with them. And that's where we have to get to this relationship with God. So maybe it's just starting really slow of just learning about who God is, stepping back and getting yourself to a point where you can say, all right, I trust you like this much. Okay, I'm going to just step out and try this little thing, right? So the question would be, if we are not in a place where you feel safe and comfortable, what would need to change in order for you to feel comfortable? That's going to be a different answer for every single person. So that's a question to consider. And then once you're at that place, or you're at least opening the door to it, you can begin to think through what are these questions that you struggle with in terms of God, His character, the Bible, being real about them. You know, it's so interesting because sometimes I think we have these big hangups about connecting with God or knowing God or being in a relationship with God or Christianity in general. When they come out of our head and onto paper or we're sharing them with something with somebody else, they really do become smaller, right? It's all of a sudden it's like, wow, I can begin to tackle it now. I really can begin to look at it and think about it. But otherwise, it just kind of feels like this nebulous, random, well, God's not trustworthy, or the Bible's not true because it's not in harmony with itself. Well, what makes you think that the Bible's not in harmony with itself? Let's talk about some examples. Let's talk about why God is not trustworthy. Let's look at that specifically. What aspect of God is not trustworthy that you've seen? And once we begin to do that, it becomes more manageable versus just, again, some random thing in our head that we've always thought that's keeping us from God. What have been some difficult circumstances that have influenced your perception of God or made you ask, well, why God? You know, being honest, authentic, this was really, really hard for me to go through, God. This was really difficult. And why did you not change it? Why are you not working now in these areas? Being honest with ourselves and beginning that conversation. And this is the part where a lot of times we can work with a counselor or work with a coach to get additional healing or insight. Basically, quickly, the difference between coaching and counseling is coaches help you look forward to the future, to help you come to a place of where do I want to go and what do I want to accomplish? What do I want to do? And you're operating from a pretty healthy place at that point. Whereas a counselor is saying, there are some parts in my past that are severely wounded that really need some intense therapy before I can move forward. Sometimes we do look in the past as coaches to say, what may have influenced you to get to this position, or what is hindering you from moving forward over here because of what happened in your past? But we don't necessarily spend a lot of time dwelling on some big things that, again, a counselor would be able to tease out and to help you find healing in. With coaching, one great thing, though, is that a coach, which I have coaches that help me still, even though I am a coach's job is to help you see what maybe you can't see as well. So there are things that I know that, again, I'm pretty introspective. I do a lot of this mindset work all the time on myself and with other clients, but still, I love having coaches in my life because they can see things that I can't. And so a good coach will ask you the right questions, not to tell you what to do, but to say what might be something that you couldn't see yourself. They help you get to where you need to go. So is that something that you need? Is that additional insight from someone else? Would that be helpful in moving forward? And then what would be the number one issue that you would like to start with? And in any of these, you know, big topics that we've talked about with these relationship with God issues. Now, before I go into that, I want to say something very specific. And this is so interesting because sometimes we look at these things and we go, well, obviously, like, this is the big issue. Like this happened in my life and it was really challenging. And that's why. Okay. Sometimes it's okay to go for that really big issue because you see, this is the main thing. I'm going to go there. And then there are some seasons where you're like, I have so little trust in God where I can't go there. That's really scary for me to tackle that right now. So I really need some courage. I'm going to start with this other issue over here, which is another question that I have or whatever, and kind of build up to it so that I have a quick win. I have a win where I'm like, yeah, okay, we figured that out. Now I have some more courage to work in this area or in this area. That's really important for those issues that feel like they're kind of scary to tackle. So think about that in terms of not just, well, obviously, duh, this is the big thing, but what if you feel intimidated by that? What might be some other smaller things that you could look at first to get through it? Then also, what is one thing you can do in the next 24 to 48 hours to begin this process? So I am big on taking action, as you will know. If you work with me in coaching or you work with me in the Connected Bible community, I really believe that it's important for us to take action, not just see it and go, oh, that's nice, but to say, yeah, I can do this. Now, whether that's a small thing or a big thing, I would encourage you to take action within 24 to 48 hours of watching this. Don't just go, yeah, that's my thing and walk away. Take action. Even if it's just to say something like, I want to start working with a coach, or I am going to write down my questions, or I'm just going to take some time this week to journal and think about what might be some of the root causes of this, whatever that looks like, just to take one small action towards it. And then I want you to also consider lastly, how might community, how might accountability and consistency, how might those be helpful in getting these issues sorted out? Now, community and accountability, community, of course, is amazing because then you can see other people who are struggling with this or have gone through this. How did they get through it? How did they work this out in themselves? Accountability, well, it's important for us who wants to necessarily look at these more difficult issues. It's important to say, someone's sitting there with me, encouraging me to show up every week, like in a coaching session or a counseling session or in a Connected Bible community where we're like, we're here every week. We're going to be doing this together. Accountability is huge. And consistency, just that the consistent saying every, maybe you have a date with yourself for you know, half an hour or an hour, let's say on Fridays or something. And you say, just for this time, I'm going to go to the local park, or I'm going to go sit outside in my backyard, or sit alone in my room. And I'm going to commit to take time to just think through these issues, write these issues, read that book that might have some answers, talk to a friend who may has gone through this and they're working through it too. Whatever it is, these are some great tools too for working that out. And then speaking of tools, I want to make sure that you knew about these great next steps that we have coming up here. The Reconnect Spiritual Growth 5-Day Challenge. Again, February 16th to the 20th in 2021. If you are watching this video or listening to this podcast after that time, know that you can still take part in that in the future. You can get on the wait list for when that comes out again. but this is what it's when it's coming up in 2021 when we're recording this. And so we invite you to be a part of this. This is going to be a 5-day experience where you will use the spiritual growth rhythm worksheets, like we talked about in the previous episodes here, where you will take a Bible verse, you will dissect it down, you will connect with God for 5 days. And we're doing it within a community. So I will be sharing live every day with insight on how to connect with God in this way. What did you learn from today's lesson? What were some of the great things that really spoke to you? And so we will be doing that for 5 days. And it's a great jumpstart. It's a great way to say, I'm just going to try this. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to see how just being with God for 5 days in a row can really change me. So that's the Reconnect Spiritual Growth Challenge. And then Connected Bible Community. At the end of the challenge, we will be opening the doors to the Connected Bible Community. And this is a program where we connect every single week. And actually, even in the Facebook group, we can connect throughout the week through a Bible study magazine on a specific topic about God and our identity as His daughters. So we have a different theme every month, and each month has 4 weeks of study. Each of those a subtopic of the main topic, like I am loved, or I am accepted, I am known, I am cherished, I am thankful, I'm grateful, all these things and how that changes us. So we go through each day the spiritual growth rhythm worksheets, or we're completing those on our own. And then at the end of the week, we connect to talk about what were some of the great things that we got out of it, or what were we challenged by? What is God speaking to us this week? How can we pray for each other? It's an amazing community. And we're just finishing our first year going through it. And so I'm excited to invite you in to be a part of this. So again, we don't open the doors all the time because we are there to make this community tight knit. And but this is the time when we'll be opening it again to new members, February 21st, that week. I hope you can join us if that resonates with you. That's it for today's episode, friend. Again, I encourage you to subscribe so that we can continue to stay connected. So you can continue to have new episodes show up in your feed, and we can continue to have these really important conversations, not just about how to connect with God, but further on about how to renew our thoughts, how to find balance. These are other topics that I really love sharing with other women and encouraging them in. So I pray that you will subscribe. You will give us a 5-star rating if that's something, again, that speaks to you, and you would leave comments. This all helps other people find the episode, and it helps you stay in touch with us. So I love hearing from you, and I really, really appreciate all of your feedback that you guys give. So thank you so much for that. Look forward to talking again very soon, and I will touch base with you then. Have an amazing rest of your week. Bye-bye.